when she's been, and
like a BB moment, which is like a beautiful black moment. Do we get any of those in this episode?
Black.
We have a chaotic vibe moment of the
chaotic vibe moment. And you're watching Black Vibe Reality.
Black Vibe Daddy.
And those who love us.
Hello, you are watching and or listening to the Black Bi Reality Podcast, a podcast for Black Bi baddies, those who love us. I'm your host, Nicole Weaver. I'm an entertainment reporter. And right now, I am going to be talking about The Traitors US, episode 5 of season 3. Once again, I am joined by my co-host now for this series, Quita Tinsley.
Hey there.
Hey there. And I got Izzy from Big Brother 25. Hi, Izzy.
Hello.
Hello. What have you been thinking about season 3 so far of The Traitors?
It makes me sad.
Which part?
You know, The Traitors used to bring me joy, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. And now I feel, you know, it's a little bit of a slog, you know?
Yeah.
And I would say that, like, ultimately because of the addition of the Derek, Wes, and Rob.
Yep.
Like, they're going to be always, like, the loudest voice in whatever way that means in a room. And the loudest voice always wins. They're not always right or good. You know, it's not about being right necessarily in The Traitors, but, like, you know, like, they're not always leading a good game or a good entertainment value. And so it's brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal out there in that castle, you know.
It's pretty brutal. I mean, I will say Bob was the loudest.
Yeah. But, okay, yeah. But yeah. I did love at one point, who did Bob say it to? Bob was like, you haven't been around a lot of people like me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, in some ways, it's like Bob was consistent with his personality, like, you know, but none of those people knew him or, like, knew the vibe, you know what I mean? Like, once again, Boston Rob was threatened by a queer person, no, shocker, threatened by a person of color, shocker, you know, and just had to, like, throw down immediately.
Yeah, I think, to be fair, Bob said, was alluding to, was starting to point the guns and publicly towards Rob. So he did not shoot the first fire, but man, did we want Bob to win over Rob.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Yeah, well, we could, that's like a different thing.
Yeah.
I was about to get into it, but that's a different episode. But
yeah.
Yeah, I guess I was disappointed that people, like, ultimately why I love these games is, like, because people only have power when other people let them have power. Mm-hmm. Like, Rob doesn't just, like, immediately have power because he's been invited back to many seasons of television,
right.
You know, by, like, he's been invited by producers to many seasons of television, and so now he's a legend. And it's like, that doesn't mean he has power in this game. Like, you know, but everyone is just, like, no one even came for him in the round table, you know?
Look,
like, no one really clapped back, even though when I think there's, like, I wrote down my list of evidence against Rob, you know? And I was like, if people didn't just isolate one thing, like, if people were connecting dots, like, oh, but it is true he did this, and then there was that thing. So it's, nothing's in isolation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These people are just, like, thinking about one thing at a time instead of, like, a person's actions or, like, a person's journey through the castle. So it's just like Rob is not doing, like, a great job. They're just, like, allowing it to be fine. Like,
Anyway. Well, this has been very interesting. So this episode starts with a turret and it's quiet, and they're just waiting for Rob to say something first, which he does. He said that Bob was coming for him. They're not really buying it. He said, I won't be going after any of you unless you come for him. And Danielle asked him to just talk to us first. It's fine. And it's like, you can't start off with silence and then claim that's totally good. They have to, like, I feel like no one's actually acting enough.
They're not trying at all.
No.
They're not trying at all to fake it with each other. Like, you know, I mean, yeah, I feel for Carolyn because she's I feel like she's going to find herself in this position constantly, because, like, especially with, like, the people that they have on Traitors now, it's, like, all about the celebrity of it, the ego mm-hmm. of it. So, like, no one's trying to, mm-hmm. you know, like, she's the outsider, mm-hmm. you know, but it's, like, she's reading Rob for filth. She's reading Danielle for filth, you mm-hmm. know, like, mm-hmm. Danielle came in hot the very first turret, mm-hmm. just, like, excluding Carolyn totally, like, dismissing, like, saying yeah. her ideas were, like, basically dumb, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's, like, all of them are just...
I mean, I would say I feel bad for Carolyn, but I feel like Carolyn has a special superpower, which is so unique to her, where I feel like Ceri has the superpower of everyone just wants to be around her, love her, protect her. Carolyn's, like... her superpower is being underestimated. They're always like, but that's just mm-hmm. Carolyn. Like, Carolyn's a weirdo, and they underestimate her so much that no one can even throw a punch towards her and for it to land, which is mm-hmm. amazing.
Well, that I mean, that's why. I mean, we will get to it in full, yeah. but that's why Danielle's master plan is a nightmare. Like, right. you know, like, the heat is already on Rob, and if she, as intelligent and as savvy of a player she is, why is she not connecting the dots and, like, presenting it like a prefix menu right. to the faithfuls, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway.
I do wonder if she has the paranoia already that Carolyn is coming from Survivor, therefore would mm-hmm. probably... know Rob, maybe respect his game and everything, and she's the outsider now as, like, the sole big brother, so she's not even trying to get Carolyn on her. And also, yeah, Danielle from the start has written her off, was right. so gung-ho on Bob. Why would she think Carolyn would then want to work with her?
Right.
I guess that's fair.
Yeah.
But it's still, like, I mean, maybe it's just my bias, but I would fully still bank on Carolyn versus keeping Rob and his boys in the game, mm-hmm. you know? Right. Anyway.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, this is what, and I'm sorry, but I was covering House of Villains at the end of my time at Collider, so I was seeing Wes on House of Villains, mm. and one thing Wes kept telling people is, if you're gonna take the shot, you better make sure it hits. So I wonder if Danielle's like, I'm not gonna go for Boston Rob unless I know, like, we have built up some more cred here, mm. and she thought, mistakenly, Carolyn would be the easier bet.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I don't know if this is, like, an editing choice or something, but I feel like we're not getting a lot of castle footage of, like, them in different configurations of groups yeah. talking. Because, like, to me, it's like, Danielle, you already see, like, small pockets of women, like, banding together. You right. see Carolyn's face being disgusted every time one of those toxic dudes speaks. Like, right. you know, like, we're not seeing her play Big Brother. Like, we're not seeing her go to work. And sort of, because once again, like, they are only giving Boss, it's only a big shot if they, like, are scared to take it, yeah. ultimately. But right. she's, like, maybe not, yeah, maybe I'm putting a lot of, like, pressure on Danielle. You know, like, I think so highly of Danielle and, yeah. like, how she plays. And so I feel like I have a lot of expectations. And I guess maybe we're not seeing it. But I'm, like, disappointed maybe in the lack of, like, social mobility or, like, you know, social play that's really yeah. happening this season. Right. Because ultimately... you could turn any Traitor season into a season of Survivor or Big Brother.
Yeah. Right.
Just fucking get your people out. Like, my cat's so hungry, but she's not allowed to eat yet.
Well, apparently the cast this season is anti-alliances, but we'll get to that comment that was
apparently,
later.
Apparently, yeah.
Yeah, let's get into it. I mean, yeah.
I'm just like, there's no teamwork. In what? Any real way on
not
this.
At all.
And I feel like this episode really showed us, like, even if you thought someone was a team, they are not, you know. I'm like, shout out to Gabby.
Shout out to Gabby.
If Nikki is a traitor, I'm not, that's my girl.
That,
I'm not I ready for her to go.
Her. She's a number Please. For me.
And I'm just like, where's that energy? Like, the traitors themselves, where is that energy, you know, of like, and I feel like there was already this dynamic if it was Danielle and Bob and there's Carolyn, right? Mm-hmm. So already there's like a lack of true teamwork, and then Rob comes in and he's clearly only out for himself and makes this big move of like breaking them up even more. And I'm just like, where's the teamwork? Can we work together?
I feel like on seasons like this, right, where there's like a lot of not of like strat players and things like that, there's like this language of like, oh, well, what's like, you either play strategically or it's like, it's about people I like. And it's like, but no one ever dives into like what a person's strategy could be or what that actually looks like in terms of like moves or decisions. Mm-hmm. And I was just like kicking myself with Chriselle, because if she really thought Nikki was a traitor, are you kidding me? You don't want to be Andy to Ceri and then call out Ceri and say she's a traitor. You know what I mean? Like, it's actually a very powerful position to be a traitor's number one faithful.
Exactly.
That is the most powerful position. Mm-hmm. And so right away, you're going to throw your back when you could gather numbers and evidence either against Nikki, or you keep her in the game and you realize, oh, I was wrong. Like, you faithfuls have the power at that final fire, mm-hmm. actually, if they have the guts to like pull the trigger or continue to connect the dots up until that final fire, you know, like, so I was just like, Chriselle, like, that's what strategy in this game means. You had the chance.
She is not a strategy girl.
No, of course not. No. But it's like, you know, I'm team Chriselle, team Gabby, like my bachelor turned queer girlies.
But I'm seeing them. And Chriselle, she has a lot of reverence for the strategy people. And so I think that for me, I was just like, but it's the Bambis till we die. No,
no, it's not. Apparently, it's apparently not. It's not. I'm so upset. Now, the names that were proposed in the turret after that awkward start are Sam, which Rob instantly comes at Sam and was like, I don't think he's smart enough to put anything together. And it's like, Sam's been low-key this whole time, ain't do nothing to nobody but telling Tom to drink some water. This is what happens to him.
Truly.
Then there's Robin. His argument was, what was his argument for Robin? They first rejected it. Carolyn suggests Gabby to break up the Bambis, which I thought something was going to happen to go after the Bambis.
Yeah.
I was shocked Rob said no. And said that the Bambis aren't voting together. So let's talk about that. I guess the Bambis not being a good voting block is somehow protecting them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really. I mean, I don't really get it. Like, Rob really has it out for the housewives. Like, what's his deal with the housewives? Like, he just won't, you know?
I think it's because he's not sure if they'll go along with him. And, like, the housewives are kind of, they are opinionated in some ways, whereas I feel like he already knows Chriselle has reverence for him.
Mm-hmm.
So he already knows out of those three, he already has one of the three.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he feels like Nikki's a sitting duck in this game because people do think she's a traitor. And then you have Gabby left, right? And I feel like he thinks Chriselle and Gabby will probably vote in the same way, more than likely, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like he feels they're not a threat in the ways that the housewives are very opinionated. You kind of don't, like, you know what they're thinking, right? And I feel like he, in a Black woman like Robin, he feels like she more than likely would not go along with him in some ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he's trying to, like, keep players in this game who he think will go along, which is why he feels like Sam is dumb, right? He's like,
right.
No, keep him around. Like, Robin is opinionated and has too many thoughts, you know?
She was also, like, Bob's loudest ally.
Yeah.
And now he's already lying on Bob. He just got banished. It's already lying on him. So, yeah, he needs to keep those people at bay, basically, in order to gain some power. So we have breakfast. People are trickling in. Dylan is just riding high, compliments Bob's. Boston Rob's outfit. He's like, ooh, classy. This is a velvet blazer, and he has a backwards cap on. I mean, Izzy, I guess you have a really classy fit yourself because you got the backwards cap on, too.
Listen, the one thing, listen, I'll rag on Boston Rob all day, every day. I can't come for the hat. Leave the hat. Just saying, it's a shtick, you know? As a fellow fully adult person who wears a backwards hat, Even though Paige did say, like, if I step foot in that castle, there's no hat. You can't wear the hat. So, you know, we showing up looking right. It's a,
I don't think you're doing that with a blazer, a velvet blazer.
No, well, for sure not. Look at the pocket square.
This is crazy. I know if I showed this to Jordan, their head would explode. Oh, my God. Anyways.
Also, the collar's so floppy and, like... That really got me. I was like, it's tucked under at one point. Whoa. Under the thing.
Saturday Night Live. It's really big. But
look
Dylan,
at Brittany Fierce. Look at, she looks so good.
She anyway. Does. She has her outfit ready.
Brittany has been ready with the fits.
She has.
Now, Dylan, he whispers to Danielle later that Carolyn is all over the place. To be fair, Carolyn walks in for breakfast breathless.
She did.
It was like her heels.
She looked like she was going to fall flat on her face.
Like. And it's like, you know what? She's just being herself, but this is why everyone's just like, she can't even walk. What do you mean she's a traitor?
But you know what's an interesting, like, language that, like, ends up being used on every season of, like, all the franchises of the traitors is, like, well, I think it's this person because wouldn't they make a great traitor? And it's, like, that's not really a marker. You know what I mean? Like, you look at this room of people. Like, production is a part of this. You know what I mean? Like come on. Like, Nikki's not a traitor. You know what I mean? Like, the audience that watch the traitors are not WWE people necessarily. You know what I mean? Like, you have to, I think you have to think about this with this new, like, casting vibe. I think you have to think about it. A Survivor and a Big Brother person are traitors.
Yes.
Hands down. Mm. Narrow it down to yourself. Figure it out. Test them first. It's going to be one of them.
That's why Bob is like, one of these new men, obviously they're a production favorite. Obviously they're one of them. And Rob was like, out of here.
Listen, for the same reasons that they were saying, like, it's so, like, it's obvious that Bob's a traitor, like, saying things like, then why aren't you using that logic, like, with Rob? You know what I mean? Like, it's the double standard is crazy when it comes to Rob.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what, and these two, we'll get to those two.
Oh.
But, yes, this breakfast was kind of nuts. And in the end, Dolores, we see that we have Robin who's banished. So we are down to one housewife. Quita, I know you're upset. I know. Tell me.
I feel like, why did we come in this season and we're like, we're just going to take out all the housewives and Jeremy?
Was it? I don't know. Are the gamers a little upset about Phaedra last season? Is this?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Oh. I feel like this is retaliation, like, on some deep level, you know?
Like they wanted to take their show back?
And it's maybe that, and also they don't know enough about the housewives to know who could be the Phaedra.
That's my thing, because not all housewives are built the same. Right. Robin is not a Phaedra. Ion is not a Phaedra. Look into Miss Phaedra. She was a lawyer. When something smelled a little off, Phaedra was at the scene of the crime. Like,
I mean, don't come for Phaedra at a round table.
No.
Don't
do
it. You know, like, if you watch Phaedra, you know how much of a mastermind she is. She's a total strategist. She's constantly aware of people and plots them and knows how they show up. So I'm like, Phaedra is a one-of-one, low-key, you know? And like, Robin is never going to give you what a Phaedra gives you.
Robin got fired from her show, thinking that she could produce herself, keeping the hottest, most salacious parts of her husband's affair for a podcast. And Andy Cohen said, absolutely not. Her and Phaedra are not the same.
Period. Robin has been loud and wrong this whole time. Robin came to a round table and said, I'm not confident in anything.
Yeah.
I need someone to give me something that they confident in. Y'all.
Yeah, but like, come on. Like, Rob is threatened by a group of women that are not going to be breakable. You know, like, they're coming. They made it very, I mean, it was a mess. Like, don't do this. But they came in very vocally a united front.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, of course, like, a fucking, you know, fucking Boston Rob's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I mean, it was
going to work until they added three white men. Like,
right. Oh, I know.
Everyone was pretty good with that.
Also, my thing is, like, I don't know why. Listen, like, I would be the first banished, murdered, whatever. Because I'd be talking like, listen, it is going to whittle down no matter what.
Yes.
I don't care, faithful or not. But y'all, the people, we're not getting voted out of here. You know what I mean? Right. And, like, if there's a traitor amongst us, keep doing a good job. The rest of us are going to suss it out. You know what I mean? It's like, we'll deal with it.
Right.
You know, Sandra, like, these banishments, get rid of Rob. Like, I would have just been like, okay, well, we didn't want him in the first place. They're forcing him upon us. They can't do anything. Like, the worst they can do is the production interference they did on this episode at the round table, the minute Bob Harper had it fully clocked for the first lucid moment he's had since whenever, and Alan comes walking right on in. I was like, this could have been the turning point. You know what I mean? He was literally right on the whole from start to finish. It clicked.
I couldn't believe it. They said, and we're voting. I was like, wait. Please tell me we were talking a little bit more, but let's talk about post-breakfast first.
I'm sorry, yes.
The Bambies, they're sitting there talking about their girl group. It's very cutesy. Bob Harper's like, can I join? I wish this was actually a real thing. You guys are playing. Stop playing in our faces, naming things if you're not actually going to act like an alliance.
That's right.
After that, Mountbatten, let me find him because I had to finally pull his picture.
I'm so mad at him.
I'm just like, does anybody know how to play this game?
No.
Mm-mm. So Mountbatten told Rob and Sam that Wes suspects Rob because he's like, oh, how would someone know 100% that you're a traitor? You're a traitor yourself. He complimented his move, saying if it wasn't Bob, he would go home. So Rob is like, all right, I have to fix things. And the biggest thing is that he goes to the source, which is Wes. Wes is so slimy. Two slimy men looking at each other like, exactly.
I will say, though, I was kind of rocking with Wes because he was, like, answering the questions truthfully. Until he was like, I compliment. And I was like, damn, you really didn't have to add that part.
I know.
But, like, low-key telling the truth. Every question he was asking him.
I don't think Rob bought it. Like, they're being so shady. Just like Danielle in the turret was like, you know what, Rob? You're a mastermind. You tell us. And Rob's like, get out of my face with that. Like, they know what they're doing. So when he asked Wes, did you say my name? He said no, because he didn't. Man did everything but that, and these dummies were still going to miss it. But he was like, no, you're going to get to the answer I want you to have. And they finally got it. He's like, no, I never said your name. I thought, you know, that was a bold move saying, you can vote me out if I'm wrong. I wouldn't do that. And that's when, you know what? You could say, the women get a bad rep for our bitchiness. But that was shade to his face. I would have never. But you got that. You got that, Rob. So, that's a brewing. Rob tells Carolyn that he'll never do her wrong. Carolyn had the best position. She was being courted by both traitors. And I know she was stressed. I know she was stressed by it.
She hated it.
Absolutely. She hated it. Like, Rob, first of all, you would absolutely backstab me the minute it makes sense to you. Danielle, you're only now talking to me because Bob the drag queen's gone. So she's just trying to weigh things out. There, Danielle also goes to strategize with Carolyn. They both know Rob ain't it. But Danielle says she does not trust Carolyn because of the Survivor connection. So she has to throw her under the bus. This show did what it had to do to throw us off the scent, because we thought we were going to be eating in episode 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. Listen, I mean, Rob has been the one to take out all the Survivor players. He doesn't want to play with... Carolyn sees that. Like, I think Danielle, like, I'm not sure, like both of them, because Carolyn's not... If she doesn't feel, like, safe, you know, like, or comfortable, she's not good at, like, laying out the logical thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and I feel like she's just still tiptoeing around Danielle, rightfully so, you know? But it's, like, upsetting because both of them are just so smart and understand this game and in similar vulnerable positions. And it's like their interests are mutual.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, who cares? Deal with each other. It's like, it's episode 5. Like, we just got started. Like, deal with each other in a couple banishments.
Yeah.
Once you deal with this motherfucker. Because right. What's going to happen, which is like his usual game, is like he makes it so that everybody eats themselves. Mm-hmm. And then he's just like, chilling.
Yep.
And right. So they just have the power to not have it be that way.
I know. I just wonder if there was anything else, but I already know there was just so much messy ground that this was built on that it still makes sense, but I'm like, please, please, Danielle, tell me.
Also, I want to say this thing. The whole logic of Danielle's plan about, like, I got to get rid of Carolyn so I could recruit a traitor that I trust so that we can take out Rob. See, I think this is like going to be her fatal traitor's flaw, is viewing the game that way, because other than in the turret, you are faithful. Like, other than in the turret, you need faithfuls that you trust, that you make trust you. That's how you take out Boss and Rob. Like, you know what I mean? You don't need to now involve someone else in your secret to gain trust. Like, I think she's always playing like a traitor, but you have to be a faithful to not be, you know?
That makes so much sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. You can see it when she's in this mission.
About the mission.
Oh my God. First of all, Alan turned into Beyonce at the Grammys. He's just missing the gold and the big belly. What do we think of this fit?
I think that, you know, he watches a lot of New York Liberty games and is a big fan of Ellie.
Yes, he is.
No.
Yes, he is. Now, everyone has to get their Tom Riddle on because he's saying all of these riddles for them, and they have to come up, get one of these gold cups, urns, smash it on the ground, and see if they're right or not. What in the world was Bob Harper doing?
That was a mess.
First thing, just guessing. I was like, this gay needs to sit down.
Also, this gay chose S.H.I.E.L.D. It was not S.H.I.E.L.D. Those riddles were not even hard, people. Like,
that's right. Bob literally jumped his ass up and was like, S.H.I.E.L.D. I need a S.H.I.E.L.D. So the answer is S.H.I.E.L.D. Sir, what?
The thinking. The minds. We have a wide range of minds in this cast. And I'm like, oh, that's how you worked that out? Okay. Okay.
Got it. Okay.
I hope you make it to the end, right with Carolyn. That's a great move for him, I think. I would keep him around.
She deserves a Bob Harper at the end, okay?
Yeah. Next. Also, Sierra said that she wants a S.H.I.E.L.D. because it'll be her versus Nikki at this, so.
But does she understand that the S.H.I.E.L.D. is only for murder? And
yes.
Sierra and Nikki are not ever getting murdered because they're suspected as traitors. Like, she needs a save from banishment.
I don't think she actually heard Bob when he said that to her, when he was like, you don't need a S.H.I.E.L.D. Everyone thinks you're a traitor.
Right. She didn't get that.
She didn't. It didn't absorb. She was
But you
like,
know what? you know what? This is like her and then Danielle then have the opposite problem. Because what is it? Danielle, she gets her opportunity to get a shield. What does she do? She's like, oh, I feel so bad for the housewives. Derek, I'm taking you down for Dolores.
The thing that killed me is her confessional where she was like, I wanted to seem like a really good faithful. What faithful is not putting their face on that thing? Like, that is, you know what I mean? Like, do you
literally
get it?
Tom Sandoval said, I'm putting my own up here, and I understand
that everyone's doing
everyone
the
else
same.
Is going to do yeah. that. And she promptly went after him and said, I'm going to choose the Lord. Danielle. Lock
well,
in.
And then
Clock
she
in.
Kept getting up to answer riddles. Why was she like a
okay.
just up every oh. riddle?
Okay, but is there a chance, Izzy, and this is me also maybe trying to find a way for Danielle Reyes, but just like you said, she needs faithful friends.
She needs faithfuls, yeah.
I don't know if yes. she counts Brittany as a faithful friend.
She
after...
needs to be, Brittany all but begged her at the start of this game, and Danielle has given her breadcrumbs, and it's yeah. like... It's like, once again, you've almost engaged with Derek gameplay-wise more than Brittany, and uh-huh. that's insane. You know, I mean, she was a nightmare, you know, like yeah. bad gameplay with Derek during the mission. But like, but it's like Brittany doesn't even exist to her. She's really that hurt. I mean, like, that's wild, you know?
She's pretty hurt. Because
she has the power. Being a traitor, she has the power. So like, string Brittany along. That's fine. You know, anyway. Yeah.
It's very interesting, but maybe this was her trying to make friends.
Well, and also because I was like, you know, because I had mentioned like the editing of the castle has maybe been a little like less than yeah. usual. Mm-hmm. But like, I also feel like I want to hear more from Brittany. I want to hear from more people in the castle. Like, mm-hmm. there are some people that haven't even had confession. Like, you know, they walk in for breakfast yeah. and I've like forgotten. That they're there. Even on the show, but like I want to hear from everyone, and like especially Brittany, because we're not seeing a lot of her and Danielle interacting. So
Rob also, something I forgot to mention in the car on the way to the mission, is that Rob lied on Bother Drag Queen saying mm-hmm. that he was planning on going after Nikki, which I'm like, Nikki Bella, please tell me you watched season one of The Traitors. Please remember when Cody needlessly lied on Summer House, man. Kyle.
That was funny.
That was crazy. He knew immediately after. I shouldn't have done that.
And why didn't she clock in and say, like, when was Boston Rob and Bob the Drag Queen just talking?
And why wasn't she saying to Chriselle, well, didn't you think it was weird that Bob would tell Rob to vote for me? That's why my face looks so shocked.
Right. Well, she didn't even know that Chriselle.
Well, but I mean,
face.
Like, she didn't yeah. even respond to it.
At all.
At the round table when Chriselle brought it up. It's like, I would have been like, are you kidding? Have you ever seen Bob and Rob talk? I was just shocked that, you know, like combining what you said, Nikki, like that's it. Like,
right. And thinking about the moment at the competition where Bob says, I think one of the new, so I'm like, if he thought one of the new guys were a traitor, why would he just be talking to them?
This is what I'm saying about the connecting the dots. No one is connecting.
Did anyone hear him? Did anyone but Rob hear him? Like,
truly, the only person who heard him say that was Boston Rob. And he said, and
so
I took that personally.
So crazy. So from there, yes. After that, Derek acts like he's so betrayed by his girl Danielle. Danielle gets into her mind. But she keeps answering. She could have done so much less.
Sit down.
And all she had to do was answer and just put her face up there and then answer nothing else.
I know. Oh, boom. My God. But in the end, Sierra got the shield that she wanted. She does acknowledge in her confessional, though, Izzy, that she will get through the murder, but she needs to get through this round table. From there, who got the other shield?
Dolores.
Oh, Dolores. Right. Dolores. Good for Dolores. You keep that shield. You hold like, that shield. You sleep with that shield. You like, tuck it somewhere and just keep it, you know?
Yeah.
She was like, well, clearly I'm the next one to go.
Yeah, I just feel like no one's even trying to figure out who's continuing to target the housewives. Like, I would be thinking to myself, which person here, or like which network, like what vibe is trying to come for the housewives? Because then once again, that narrows down your pool, and it's like, yeah, anyway, I don't know.
No, agreed.
The faithfuls are not faithfuling.
Not at all.
Where's our Peter?
Look, this is our Peter.
No, this one voted for Gabby. He's dead to me. When he said unanimous at the round table, I was like, bitch, no, because you voted for Gabby.
Like, what? Isn't unanimous.
It's literally not unanimous. It's
just what are you talking about? What are you talking about? He doesn't even count himself. So Dylan Efron here, we're in the car going back from the mission, and Danielle says in the car back with Wes, Dylan, and Mountbatten, she thinks Carolyn is a traitor. And it takes a while. First, she was like, oh, I have something to say, da da da. She's like, should I say it? Dylan's like, well, I think you have to say it now. Oh my gosh.
It's wild because, like, I also just fundamentally believe, like, a traitor, like, I agree. At some point, you're targeting other traitors. You want to be the only traitor left? Duh. But it's also, like, every traitor so far that has tried to come for someone has pushed so hard, like out of thin air, like this name has appeared or this random target. And to me, that's sus, you know, like to me, that's so sloppy. And like, yeah, it's like they're doing it to themselves, you know,
she's
doing it to herself.
It's so sloppy. And yet this is just a sloppy, sloppy season because no one is catching on. Back at the castle, Danielle, she's finally talking to Brittany and says that she's suspecting Carolyn. Brittany says that she is incapable. It's a very hard job. Damn. Damn.
Shots fired. Like, wow.
That's it's also nuts. Like, but my question, what I would want to, I just like want, like now, I just want to like have a coffee with Brittany and be like, but like, but if Carolyn didn't have a choice, so what does that really mean? Like, are you saying that like, well, if she was a traitor, we would know because she's incapable of keeping the secret? Like, is that what you mean? Because like, just in some ways, what Nikki said was like, you have to evaluate people's actions based on their personality type. And Carolyn has been consistent. Nikki's been consistent. Like, the people that have been, like, kind of consistent, whether you think it's kooky or not, like, you have no idea, actually. What, you know, you don't know these people, right? We haven't even seen Brittany have a conversation with Carolyn. Editing, you know?
I mean, editing, yeah, for sure. I'm just like, did anyone watch her season?
Clearly
I'm
not.
Just like, she can keep a secret. She found an idol on her season. Like, she did a lot. It's so wild. But Danielle then tells her, well, Carolyn said your name. Why wouldn't that be the first thing you tell me, Danielle? If that's true.
Well, that I thought was sus, too. Like, I would be like, oh, and now you're just adding this sprinkling to make me feel like that's very Big Brother, you know, like it's like this is not the,
and it's like, you know? when does she tell you that?
Exactly.
When did that happen? What in what conversation
and how long ago name? And you know what I mean, like,
right, can we ask some questions, like get
people
players?
In the room, you know, like,
right,
a mess. Meanwhile, Chrishell pulls Boston Rob aside to talk about that car ride. She said Nikki's jaw dropped and her reaction to him saying like Bob the drag queen was going after her, it's just, it was a different, I saw a different side of her, and I don't know, but I just, it does not feel right. The projection that Chrishell does on her girl Nikki, because when she gets to that round table, she's like, something changed in you. You mean your feelings about her changed? And you are projecting.
Say it louder. Literally. That's literally. It. That's literally. It.
Her jaw dropped. I guess Nikki's not allowed to have a personality. Because from what she said later, she was like, I'm not a bubbly person. Faithfuls aren't going to be bubbly and like extroverted. No. But the minute she showed any emotion on her face,
right,
her old friend says she got to go.
Literally.
That was wild.
And it's like, think about the context in which she was shocked. Like, it's like, if you were a faithful and then this traitor, as they're on their way out the door, throws your name. It's like, why would they do that? What would be the point of that? Who are they trying to protect? Obviously, she would be shocked. Like,
The drag queen that was yelling at all the straight men to stop being so self-interested in missions was going after me? Right. That's what that jaw drop was giving.
Because Bob every time went after a white man, right?
That's right. Yes.
It was always yelling to protect the women. So I'm just like, what? That don't even sound right. Like, Chriselle, you were so busy trying to clock Nikki, you're not even listening to Rob, what Rob actually said, and if it made sense.
You know, like, they're not feeling equal in the castle, but they're doing it to themselves. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because, like, Chriselle also had the power in that situation because she did know Nikki. Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, they all could just so easily be like, we don't want Boston Rob here. And just all vote for Boston Rob. Like, I just don't... Like,
it could all be so simple.
It just could be like, did you not like that? Was he, did he talk over you there? Did he, you know, like.
Because it's like the Bambis, the housewives, and the queers.
Yeah.
All could have came together and be like, we're not doing this with y'all. He got to go.
I'm for sure starting the petition that, like, I'm sorry. The straights, stop commandeering our show. The Traitors is a queer show. Like, I bleated this. It is, like, literally about hiding your true identity and trying to pass. It is
look
a queer
man.
Show. Like, look at this.
Ellen. Look at our house.
You know, it's like.
This is for us.
Y'all have enough. Get out of the castle. This is for us. This is camp. Go away.
My man was, like, I think in the gay analogy version of X-Men. Playing
the X-Men we deserve. Okay.
It's like so crazy. I was like, oh no. Derek, he's still suspecting Sierra. I guess she was in a coffin one time and now she's going to be forever the suspect. I'm not putting anyone in Summer House as a traitor. I'm sorry.
Exactly. And also, I'm sorry, I think Boston Rob being the only one really continuing to remind people, oh, no, but remember we think a traitor was one of the other two in the coffin? That sus. Like, that sus, you know?
Anyway. Very. We're finally at the round table. Oh, go ahead, Quita.
No, I was going to say a cop going after a black woman seems very, you know, like a cop.
Yo, after she was just, the way she defended herself the first time he did that to her, and she started talking about being a nurse and helping out these poor patients.
That was my thing, is like, Sierra, you should have been like, how do I know you're not a traitor?
Exactly.
You, Wes, and Rob all came into the game late. You're supposedly this Big Brother legend, and now you're trying to throw me under the bus because I cuss? Get out of here. Where's your real evidence? You're probably a traitor and you're trying to cast doubt on me.
Exactly. Like that's what strategy is too. Like it's actually just common sense. It's like, you know, when at the round table, when they were even like, Nikki, do you want to defend yourself? Sierra, do you want to defend? They don't actually use logical like reasoning to defend themselves or accuse anyone else. If I were either one of those two, I would be like, do you just see that y'all let this fucking dude distract y'all so that we could be fighting once again over two women? Don't you think that sounds pretty traitorous?
Right. I'm like, why didn't they click up with each other? Like, I'm wanting more side conversations where people are like, okay, we need to link up with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
For sure. Now, at the round table, it starts off with Mountbatten talking. He starts saying Nikki, Sierra, and Rob are the names out there. Rob says Bob the drag queen was projecting onto him. He waited to say a name, unlike Tony. So that's just what happened. And Nikki, Nikki is so misguided that she's sitting there defending Boston Rob. There's someone else's name in the mix. I don't care if you don't think that they're a traitor. You're just going to start pushing either of those.
I'd be like, I agree.
Right. And why didn't she think and be like, why is he bringing up Tony? Tony was a faithful. And he led the charge on him. So I'm like, girl, I'd be like, well, you led the charge on Tony for your own self-interest, he's gone. Then the next week you're saying you're 100% sure that Bob is a traitor and Bob was a traitor, but how would you know? Unless you're a traitor.
Ew, and sit back just like that.
Exactly. I'm like, no, we need to go after Boss and Rob. Like, I'm tired of this. Girls, let's stop fighting.
Can go directly.
Well,
directly.
The thing that I, like, always, like, dream of in, like, a type of cast like this, it's like, is that, like, you don't need to know anything about strategy, but like that, it's like, oh, it's about voting? Oh, so me and my girlies, there's 7 of us here. Oh, that's enough votes?
We're running this.
Like, that's literally it. You kind of want, this won't happen, but another dream for the traitors is like, I want a whole season of, you know, reality TV people, but no gamers. Let them try and figure it out on their own. It'll be messy and good, like old school real world mess, you know?
Yes.
And then have a season where it's all strat gamers. Players. So yes. Have a bunch of survivors, big brothers, like, yes. You know, challengers, like just throw, you know, let them do their thing. Cause this is like, I don't know, this season's not fun because of it. You know, like Everyone's just bowing down to the spectacle of Boston Rob. Mm-hmm. And it's like his vote weighs the same exact as your vote.
Exactly.
It is the same exact vote, and it is one. So,
because I'm like, if you're the Bambies, you already outnumber Boston
and frankly,
Rob.
If I were Ivar, Mountain Bottom, what's his name? Like,
yeah.
If I would be...
Mountain Bottom!
That's a good one, but Mountbatten. That was a good one, though. I like that.
But, like, I would be like, wait a minute. So, like, Wes is already dropping names of his, like, clearly Wes, Derek, and Rob aren't like a united front. So, okay, so why am I joining them? They're actually already kind of like out-egoing each other.
Right.
So that's not even a group. The Bambies, the Housewives, like, they're actually kind of a group. So I don't know why these scragglers.
Because it's like, and like Ivar doesn't want to click up with the girls and the gays. He wants to be a part of those like cis hetero dudes. And I'm like, they are not a clique. They are just individual. Wes is Wes. Derek is Derek. Rob is Rob. Like they are just on islands
completely.
By themselves. And the girls and the gays are clicked up. Mm-hmm. Like get with the winning team. But it's like, no.
You don't know how to win.
They don't. And everybody keeps deferring to one man and he's running this game. I'm like, and he just accused Bob of quarterbacking and now who's quarterbacking this game?
Yeah.
Right. And you're okay with it when this like straight dude, white dude does it, but you're not banding together behind Bob when he does it. You know what I mean? Like that's, I hate that.
Mm-hmm. Sierra comes at Nikki, which was also very upsetting. Nikki said face, I already said this of what she said about personality wise, but then Chriselle says, I'm not in an alliance. I'm here to catch traitors. Shut up.
What? Oh my God. I've gotten like, you know, I've gotten very used to saying this, given my game on Big Brother, but like none of these games are a solo game until final three.
No.
It's like you cannot progress further in a game by yourself unless you're a straight, loud white man. Like, that is like the only path. And it's like, Chriselle, you have an alliance, and that's not a bad word. That's not going to get bleeped out of this company. Like, that's a good thing. You know?
I don't know why she was acting like it's a bad thing. It's like, I know I don't think she cares about being in a boys club. Like, I really don't. So I don't know what this is that she felt. And she couldn't sit on it for a little longer. Like
one more day? This show is literally days. It's
exactly.
Not, this like, is not that hard. Like, in terms of that. Like,
today.
Sleep on it.
She quit. Why don't you talk to Nikki? Just be like, girl, there's a moment in the car where you reacted to what Rob said and it had me worried. Are you a traitor? Yes or no? Like, and if you are, you know, like you can tell me, but she didn't even do that. She's just like, no, I'm going to go to Boston Rob and say this and drop it in the middle of a round table and
gross.
Leave you to the wolf.
I tweeted this. I was like, and I don't think this is actually a value judgment on Chriselle at all, but just coming from Selling Sunset, the way that show has been trying to bury her for seasons as like a bad friend or a shady friend, she had one season of the traitors, immediately took out her friend. It was Nikki Bella, by the way, who gets banished. And then what does Tom Sandoval do? That slimy, slimy man. If someone's having a terrible day, he will get up in their face immediately. Mm-hmm. And he'll immediately be like, I know you don't like me, you know, but now we have something in common because we both backstab people. Like, period. Whoa.
It's like, Chriselle, I hope you feel silly. You have Tom Sandoval in your face being like, I respect you.
That's right.
So you just, you betrayed your homegirl.
Yeah. He is a nasty man.
Look at him.
Nasty man.
You know he's sweaty in all those layers at that table.
Absolutely is. Absolutely is. She is a fool. So, and she said, she's like, your energy shift. I was like, when? Because you just banished a traitor. You didn't get an announcement that someone new has been recruited. So when exactly would she have become a traitor that you notice all of a sudden an energy shift? Like, it doesn't make sense. But Nikki gets banished. She tells people, stop coming at people for their personalities. And I liked her going away. She said that the win is me going home to my son. This loss is for you. I'm a faithful. She said, peace, let me go home.
Yeah. She was like, I'm not, Chriselle, we're not friends after this. Like,
we're not. We're absolutely not friends.
We're not friends. And that's okay. We don't have to normalize being friends with people you play these games with. It's weird. You don't have to do that.
And Chriselle being like, that's my best friend. And if that's how you do your best friend, I don't want to be your best friend.
Exactly.
Crazy. So after this, I don't think most people feel good about this, but Dylan has to keep getting to work because he's a gamer boy now. And says the vote was unanimous after he was a one vote for Gabby. Gabby said, Gabby, what did she say?
She said, I don't remember. She clapped back, though.
Oh, she said something island, right? I can't remember, but it was funny.
Yeah.
Oh, like lonely on an island by yourself. Something like that. Like, yeah, yeah. She's so good. I want more Gabby. Get more Gabby confessionals. Like, you know, she has like an interesting perspective and is like thinking about people, but isn't coming from a gaming side. And I think that's interesting in the traders. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And also, she was one of the ones who put the Tony move in motion.
That's right.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah, she knows what's up.
Right.
Yeah. He then sells out Miss Danielle to Carolyn, which I'm like, oh, he's so sneaky. But this is something he should be doing, honestly. Mm-hmm. He's a faithful. What does he care? And he just happened to turn two traitors against each other. So Dylan's low-key killing it. Hate it, though. I hate it.
You know, I can't stand it, you know?
I know. Like, and no, I started realizing, I was like, dang. And like, honestly, if you're one of the loud ones at this point, it kind of protects you, you know? Because I'm like thinking about like, yeah, Dylan keeps throwing out names, right? And so they're not going to kill him because he's loud.
He's all over the place. Yeah.
He's loud.
Oh. Well, and he loves Rob.
Loves him.
Loves Rob. He was my childhood hero or whatever. Yeah. I looked and up I just, to him.
It is like, honestly, I respect what Wes and Derek are saying more, right? Around like, I think he is a traitor, but I'm not sure if I'm ready to make that move yet. Versus like, Dylan is not even thinking that there's a world where Boston Rob could be a traitor. And I'm like, well, if you've watched him all these years, why isn't it clicking for you, baby boy, that he probably is a traitor?
Do we want to give him at least a little bit of credit and thinking, okay, even if Boston Rob is a traitor, if he's on my side, what does that matter?
Maybe, but what's the point in a confessional to not say
Say that.
Like,
yeah.
My thing is, like, that's okay if that's how you walk around the castle, but then come into your confessional and be like, damn, I've got Boston Rob thinking that I'm his puppy dog. And I'm going to be his Dondi Aaron, and we're taking it, and I'm going to expose him at the end. You know what I mean? Like, why would you say that? I would love having a confessional like that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But so I think he really doesn't get it. I think he's like so blinded, starstruck, whatever it is. It's like so weird.
Yeah. Oh my God, this teaser was hard, guys.
Yes, it was.
So the teaser shows Carolyn saying she only wants to murder them.
I love
Foster, Rob, and Danielle in the turret. Right. And her round table shows her pointing at Danielle and says that she's causing chaos. So it's probably one of these two, and it's probably going to be Danielle. If I had to predict.
Maybe Danielle. I mean,
right. Oh no, I was just gonna say people have already been floating her name. Yeah. So it'll just be so easy.
It's so hard in these games also to get over a first impression. Mm-hmm. Like it is so hard because the reality is what's so frustrating is Carolyn is definitively playing the best traitors game mm-hmm. this season. You know, like she's the most undetected. The only people dropping her names are her name is Danielle. So that doesn't even really count. You know what I mean?
Literally like, a traitor.
Like a traitor. And so like, it's just frustrating, or it's just like, you know, gets my little underdog heart like revved up feeling like, God damn it. Like people never get over their first impressions of someone in these games. And like, because Danielle should be seeing like, damn, there would be no traction against Carolyn. People would laugh in my face, which is almost what Dylan did. You know what I mean? Like, you know, and so, I want to shake everyone, you know?
Truly, truly. I agree. Oh my gosh. We'll see where this goes, but we have to pick a beautiful black moment of the episode.
Oh, damn. That was, I gotta admit, that's hard. It's this one.
It's pretty hard. But my beautiful black moment will be Danielle, because I understand the thinking. I understand the thinking of, like, why would Carolyn work with me? Mm-hmm. So I do still like that she's being self-interested. She's like, mm-hmm. look, I already know I can't deal with Boston Rob, but I personally don't think I can work with Carolyn either for mm-hmm. X evidence. I'm going to get this ball moving. Like the thinking, hate the execution.
Yeah, we'll take it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Does anyone want to give another one, or are you guys relying on mine?
I have one. I mean, I think Sierra, mm-hmm. you know, playing the game well, the riddle game well, and coming in at the last second and like, you know, being the actual person to get a shield. I mean, the logic was a little off because as we've named, everyone thinks she's a traitor. So I don't know why she's so shook about a murder, but she played the game. I wish the way Danielle would have played the game, you know?
Look, if she keeps up, I mean, they can only say that for so long because while they're giving Danielle all this guff for not being self-interested in getting the shield, Sierra is. So right.
That's true. That's
at
true.
Some point, maybe you'll switch up. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is ETF one?
I'm going to say that I feel like the fact that the essence of Bob the Drag Queen mm-hmm. is just
felt
mm-hmm. feels like the beautiful to me, right. You know, like,
yeah.
As much just vengeance as that can, yeah. You know, I hope it comes. Bob comes back to bite Rob in the ass. You know, like.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, I think also what people probably haven't acknowledged is that Danielle had such a quick connection with Bob that was going to be her ride or die, and she is emotional after mm-hmm. Bob leaving. Maybe she's not thinking clearly. Bob, mm-hmm. in his exit interview, when he talks about it, he got actually like teary-eyed talking about Danielle because he was like, she just reminds me of my mother. That's very similar to the feeling Ceree gives to people, which Izzy knows from firsthand. And you can't underestimate that of whether it's something you did or whether someone just has that view of you, of like that kind of mother figure. They had a very emotional connection. He said that he was also like pretty shocked when she voted against him. But apparently on his podcast with Monet Exchange, I saw a clip of this too. He was like, we didn't get a chance. Danielle and I did not get a chance before the round table to really talk strategy because he was having panic attacks that last day and was like in with the therapist. Like he was like, the heat was on, so therefore he couldn't even like really gather with her. So it's just like a very rocky ending for everyone on that. And yeah, I think we could give a little grace because of that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, our chaotic bi moment. Carolyn is our bisexual. We got rid of our pansexual with Bob. And then we do have Gabby, our lesbian, and Chriselle. Oh, my God. I guess I have to give it to Chriselle.
Hands down. Hands down.
I don't want to own this as a bisexual. I don't want this.
I don't know. I'm choosing Carolyn half falling into breakfast. That started the whole tone, her gasping for air.
That truly did start the tone for how the episode would go.
That's true.
You catch her? Like...
Like, Carolyn, it's literally morning and you're already, like, exasperated. What?
Exasperated, yes. Let's see. Yeah, I'm trying to think, what else did Carolyn do this episode that was also very good? I mean, I think it's still, like, the reactions to Carolyn. Like, the fact that they got Brittany on camera saying she ain't capable of that.
That's wild.
Let me be that kind of bisexual.
Oh my gosh.
I can do it, but you shouldn't assume.
Never let them assume.
Oh my gosh.
So crazy. Oh my God. All right. Is there anything else we want to talk about when it comes to this?
I just want to reemphasize how chaotic it was that Chriselle went after her girl to a man.
Oh, a man. Crying, shaking. You know what? The minute you started doing that, you should have been like, actually, never mind. Maybe that would have then put heat on her, but it's like you never had to. No one was forcing you to come out with it. You did that on your own.
He didn't even talk to Gabby first. Like, if I thought something like that, I would have went to Gabby first. I would have went to Nikki herself.
Yes.
Honestly, I would have, I mean, like, the fact that she did that, it was a sloppy game move, period. And you're a backstabber to your own friend in this game.
Right, listen, the only excuse in some ways to be a shitty person and a shitty friend is if you're making a great move and you're winning some game. Like, you are just not there yet for it to not be personal and weird. You know what I mean? Like,
Gabby needed to run that shit tightly like a lesbian can. She let those girls off the hook, gave them too much rope. If we are a voting block, then we are a voting block.
Voting
we are
block.
Whipping it together, okay? Yes. I can't believe this.
Gabby was so caught off guard at
did
that
you see
round
her face table. Like,
yeah.
Like, disgusting. What? Like, Chriselle, why would you not talk to Gabby? Because Gabby would have been like, absolutely not. Even if she is a traitor, we need to keep her.
Exactly.
And I don't think she wanted to be talked out of it, which is also very weird for Chriselle. Because if you're a person who's like, oh my God, I suspect my friend, but I don't want to believe this about my friend, what are you going to do? You're going to go to the other person. And even if you were like, actually had good points, more than a jaw drop.
Right.
If your friend is like, no, we know her. If you're a person who's like, I don't want to believe this about this person, then you're going to be like, you right. We see it happen all the time on Big Brother of people being convinced out of the most obvious stuff because they want to feel good about somebody.
Right.
Yes. Right. Yes. And
so, Chriselle, why did you not want to have any trust in Nikki? Please.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'll just add this one thing to it. My conspiracy theory for this episode is just major production interference. Like, I feel like conversations between the Bambis were not had for a reason. Like, that potentially was out of their control. I just, like, I'm saying it. I just think the heat was going to be on Rob if the Bambis backed Nikki. You know, like, because if the Bambis were going to back Nikki, then they were going to come for Rob.
Yeah.
You know, like, and so I just think... I don't know. I just feel fishy about the way the roundtable ended, the way Gabby was so genuinely shocked that, like, her and Chriselle hadn't even spoken when they've been consistently editing it, like, those three are combined at the hip. Why weren't they in the same room? You're telling me these two girls aren't even in the same room with people being like, oh, my God, blah, blah. You know? Come on.
Yeah. I don't want that to be true, but, like, the way I had so much confidence in the Bambis last episode, like, I was telling people they were wrong. I was like, Gabby's running that shit tight, okay? Like, I'm gonna trust the lesbians.
But now it makes me curious, did Gabby ever know what Rob said in the car?
No.
Right, so I'm like,
Chriselle would have to run that back.
Yeah, so Gabby wasn't even aware of what Rob said to be like, wait a second, what?
Right, to be like, that doesn't make sense.
Exactly. Like, Gabby.
Well, and the fact that they keep talking like Rob is this great game player, and so you're telling me you believe everything that comes out of his mouth? Oh, something that I wrote down was like, he used the phrase 100% this.
Exactly.
100% that, like, one too many times in his speech.
For him to say, if I'm wrong, banish me tomorrow, what faithful would feel that confident about a traitor?
That's right. It's just, if you connect, if you look at all those things in their nice hotel room overnight when they don't have TV, you're telling me they're not individually thinking about those things? That I would be not sleeping. I would be like fucking on the walls, like connecting.
Like West connected it before they even left the castle that night.
Anyway, so I guess we have more to say. And just, you know, I'm just wild.
We'll see what happens to Bob Harper then, because he was the one that was making the most sense at the end of that round table. He said he watched Rob. It would have been a boss move, wouldn't it? That you took out a traitor like that to take control.
Clock. But I'm like, Bob can't be taken out then. Because if they take out Bob, then it'll be clear that Rob is a traitor. So I'm like, in a way, Bob Harper saying that out loud at the table saves him from any secret discussion. Because it would be too obvious if he was taken out next. Rob would never risk that.
Yeah. I'm so upset. But I guess that's all we have for today. Lots of chew on, I guess. Izzy, what are you doing? Where can people follow you?
You can follow me at Flute Dyke on Blueski. Also on Twitter, but I'm not on that cesspool very often. So come follow me on Blueski.
How about you, Quita?
You can follow me on Instagram at @hello_Quita. Also, I have a TikTok, but honestly, I don't really use it other than Black by Reality tagging me in posts. So follow Black by Reality on TikTok as long as we have access to it. And I'll be on Instagram as long as Meta allows me to be on the platform. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I talk about abortion a lot. If y'all didn't know, I demand reproductive freedom. Donate to your local abortion fund. But you can find me on IG until Mark Zuck takes me off for talking about my reproductive rights too much. So,
God. And I am Nicole Weaver. I am your host. And please follow Black by Reality across all socials. We are going to continue our recaps of The Traitors, so please come back for that. Recently, we talked about And Just Like That Season 3 coming up with the interview preview Entertainment Weekly put out with Arami Day, and I am just randomly giving some short little reactions to Singles Inferno 4, because that's what's bringing me joy, and sometimes I'm wrong, because sometimes the translation's wrong, apparently. But you know what? I'm still hanging in there. So that's all I got for you guys. I hope you feel visible and stay visible today.